Examining temporal variation of Fermi coupling constant using SNEA light curves, by Akshay Rana et al. We attempt to constrain the temporal variation of the Fermi coupling constant GF, which determines the strength of the electroweak decay. To probe it, we use SNEA light curves as a source of reliable primordial nucleosynthesis events across the redshifts. We utilized studies suggesting that in the initial phase of the SNEA explosion, the electroweak decay of Ni 56 County 56 is the key contributor to the power of the SNEA light curve. We hence used the Pan-STARRS supernovae catalog having 1169 supernovae light curves in G, R, I, and Z spectral filters and related the dimming of light curves from their peak with the electroweak decay rate of primordial nucleosynthesis and further with GF. To keep the analysis independent of the cosmological model, we used the Hubble parameter measurement and a non-parametric statistical method, the Gaussian process. Our study puts a strong upper bound on the present value of the fractional change in the Fermi coupling constant, i.e., approximately equals 10 to the power of minus 12 year 1 using datasets spread over a redshift range 0. This was, examining temporal variation of Fermi coupling constant using SNEA light curves, by Akshay Rana et al.